and wow.
Yes, wow.
Whoa, how do you do that? Just appear out of nowhere.
Oh, I don't know. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, just like you. So tell me, Jeremy, the D'Urlo family was rich, so everything went well for them, right?
No, it was terrible. Horrible. Just awful.
Reminds me of somebody else's day, I know. But the very things that were hard for the D'Urlos turned out to be for their benefit. Remember the storm and the fog that Charles and his mother went through?
It protected them from the bad guys.
Exactly, it did. And when Richard was wounded, those wounds changed the heart of his wayward brother. This is the way God works, Jeremy. He takes the bad, inverts it to good, and multiplies the blessings. Now, can I ask you to do me a favor?
Sure.
You have had yourself a very hard, very tough day. From your alarm clock going kaflooey to your mom telling you that you're going to move. But I want you to forget about all that for a moment. And I want you to look up at the stars.
Okay.
Now I want you to imagine how big God is. And I want you to imagine how big God's love is for you. When you move to your new place, there might come a time when you're feeling down. When you do, go outside at night and look up. As you gaze at these millions of sparkling orbs and glowing worlds that God created, I want you to remember these words. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Thank you, Mr. Finian.
You're very welcome, Jeremy. Are you feeling better now?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Good. That's because you're seeing better. And just wait until you read the other two stories in that book.
Oh, I don't know if I'll have time. I have to be home soon.
Oh, you'll have time. Later. After all, this book is yours to keep. For you.
For me?
For you.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome very much. So, Jeremy, whenever you're feeling down...
Look up.
Mm-hmm. And remember.
You've been listening to The Unexpected Return, selected from the Lamplighter Family Collection of Rare Books. This story is part of a collection of three stories taken from the book The Unexpected Guest and Other Tales by Christoph von Schmidt. Incidentally, von Schmidt was also the author of The Basket of Flowers and The Captive, which are also available in this series. For your own copy of the book, or the complete unabridged version of this audio drama, visit us online at lamplighter.net. This audio play was written by Marshall Younger. The bookend story was by John Fornov. The sound was designed by Alan Hurley, the music composed by John Campbell. It was directed by John Fornov. Jess Harnell played Finian Jones. Tim McCartney was Jeremy. Eddie Carroll played Jerry Rigsby. Jacques was Ian Cullen. Poppy Elliott played Isabel. Andrew Williams played Richard. Sheila Shand Gibb played Eloise. Oliver was played by Richard Sims. Charles by Oscar Elliston. Lena was Lily Carson. Julius and the shopkeeper were played by Andy Harrison. Alexis and the captain by Stephen Greif. Genevieve and Dominique by Joan Moon. Sebastian and the doctor by Robert Benfield. Stuart Pendred played Colin. Rosie Code played Amelia. And the soldier was played by Doug Rivolta. Recorded at the Soundhouse Studios in London. Our producer, John Fornoff. Associate producer Bob Hoos, our London casting director Philip Glassborough, and our executive producers Mark and Deborah Hamby. And I'm your host, John Rhys Davis. We've enjoyed our visit with you. Come back soon. You're always welcome here at Lamplighter Theatre.